broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember meditation is an energy of the soul, so explore it. Our guest today is Elizabeth A. Johnson, and she's author of Know Your Dog's True Nature. I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, your mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest. Today we have Elizabeth A. Johnson. She's author of Know Your Dog's True Nature, and Elizabeth is an author. She's a holistic animal healer and wildlife biologist who has been in practice for over 35 years. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to have you because this book is really fun because the subtitle of the book is Understanding Canine Personalities Through the Five Elements. And it's a really good way because, you know, these elements are in us and around us and we use them, but nobody really thinks about them. So I'm so glad that you are opening up people's minds to these kinds of things and helping the pet and them understand each other even better.
Yes. It's all about understanding. I think it makes the world go round.
It does. So tell me, what is a dog's eye view?
Well, the dog's eye view really is just the way they see the world and the way they walk in the world. And it has to do, Linda, with, wants and needs and support and stressors for each element archetype. So we just sort of coined that term in the book, but it is very much about the dog's true nature. And are of true nature as well, because as you might know, we've included human elements in the book as well. So,
well, when you're having a dog and a dog and owner or dog and family, there's many dynamics, and I do believe that sometimes dogs are fated to be with people because there's lessons to be learned and also companionship and compassion and all these wonderful positive emotions are there too. But we're kind of, you know, we're working in relationships and nothing really comes to us unless it's supposed to come to us, I think.
Yeah, I absolutely believe the same thing. And there are parts in the book about rescue dogs, and we talk about that. If you really are drawn to a rescue dog, there's a great lesson to be learned there, and a connection that needs to be made. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know when I both the dogs that I had, in recent years have been rescue dogs, and it was completely different personalities too. One was very much afraid, and we had to get over building up her courage, and because she was abused. I mean, it was a really interesting situation, but she was very much abused by humans and not in a good way. And being psychic, it was interesting. We had a one-on-one kind of a sink, you know, and so we understood many things. And when she was aging, you know, I would use different kinds of rocks and stones and put them in her, you know, for her arthritis and doing things. So I've used a lot of the different kinds of things, but in your book, it expands so much on so many things on how you can understand your dog and then understand reality and not just what you want from it, but exactly, you know, dogs are really great people. I think they're people. And I think, you know, you have to understand that they have needs and wants too, and it's not just all about you. And the younger generation sometimes just thinks all about them. I want to say, hey, wake up there. But anyway, so tell us a little bit about how do the archetypes and the five elements help to determine your dog's true nature?
Well, so this is an ancient system, over 5,000 years old, and it's a massive structure with a lot of moving parts, and it's a healing modality. And what I did was I plucked out the personality, because that's the active part for dog owners that they can work with. And when we look at things like wants and needs, but particularly stress responses in the animal, we can really peg which element that animal is. And just really quickly, every animal, every human has all five elements in them. It's just a matter of percentages. So what we want to try to get the owner to understand and work with is the primary element and sometimes the secondary element. And we learn that in the book by stories and charts and graphs and also quizzes. So we really tuck some good quizzes in there that really can identify the element of the animal. And so when we know the archetypal element of the animal, then we can really look at that true nature and we can go, so no wonder that my wood dog really needs movement and exercise. I get it now. And interestingly enough, just a small aside, that's the reason I wrote this book was because I would have clients learning about their animal and the element for many, many years, and this happened so many times. And they would come back to me on the next visit and they would go, oh my God, I finally understand my husband. and it was, or my sister, or this coworker I'm working with, you know, someone. And it was really interesting to see that these humans were taking the lens, the five element lens, out into the world and making their relationships better with other humans as well as their animals. So we can learn the true nature of ourselves and others and our animals. And gosh, I think we can really make the world a better place, truly. So.
Yeah, and we need to do that, especially now. You know, there's a new window of opportunity opening up, and what we do and how we react and how compassionate we are and how, you know, using mostly positive emotions, we can really elevate this world up into a new level that it's never seen in a long, long, long time. So your book comes out where people, it's a fun way for them to look at things. It's an ancient way that people really haven't done for a very long time. I mean, even when you look, I mean, I've been studying metaphysics since, well, I've been psychic since I'm 8, so, and I'm 75, and I've been in studying metaphysics, I don't know, by the time I was 15, I read every book in the New York Public Library. So I've been studying and studying, but there's very little, you know, there's the Chinese elements and then the Western elements, and nobody, you know, there's certain things, you know, even in acupuncture, you use some of these things. But it's been like this sub-level thing that nobody really takes as seriously as they should, because it's really the basis of everything. I mean, the five elements are, I don't know if I'm getting them right, but it's water, earth, metal, and wood, and fire, right?
Correct.
Oh, God, see, I learned something maybe in those 75 years. But, you know, it's really interesting because you're right. Just like a vortex, an energetic vortex, like in Sedona, there's always a primary energy and a subsidiary energy, and it's either electromagnetic very high, and then the electrical is very low, and even though it has all the elements in it, but, you know, it does different things. So when something is electromagnetic, it has more healing capabilities. And if something's more electric, it's more mind-opening type things. And so this is what I'm trying to explain to people, too, is that what you're saying is that everybody has this main element. And then even though we have all the elements, they have the main element. For mine is water. Okay, so I'm kind of you know, wishy-washy. No, no. You know, and then I would think that my secondary would either be fire or earth. I don't even know. But you, working with this is what you're saying is not only do you get closer with your dog and meet needs for both of you, but also family and outside influences as well.
Yes, yes. I always think, you know, understanding drives the bus, and that's and the rest of it is just all support mechanisms for your animal and yourself. We've put a lot of interesting things in the book. I just sent a newsletter out yesterday, and I wanted to talk about the human side of it because the second half of the book shares human elements and stories about humans and descriptors. And you know, we're in holiday time, and people have to possibly be around people that drive them absolutely crazy. And so if you can have a little understanding, I think you can digest both dinner and the human better, you know, in these situations. And so I'm really hoping that people will grab a book and read that section as well as the dog section and maybe learn some things about humans, which it really cross-references really well. If you can learn your dog, they're sort of your training wheels to learn yourself and humans, because as you know, we're much more complex. Our lives are more complex in many ways than our dogs or horses or other animals. So,
correct. Because this could be used for other animals too. It doesn't necessarily mean to just be a dog. It could be a cat too, right? I mean, they have different personalities and stuff. But.
Yeah. Well, I always say that question always comes up with cats, and cats are cats. I like to say that learn the dog first. That's the easy one because it's all right there. And watch the behaviors, you know, use the support methods and learn all that. And then learn about yourself. And then start to view the world around you. And then you sort of almost get like a PhD in five element learning. And you've established your five element lens. And then you try to figure out who your cat is. Because cats are challenging. You know, they're shapeshifters. And they can change and do what they want at any moment. And so be who they want to be, I should say. So, yeah, cats are fun like that. And some cats are just really classic. They if they have a lot of dogs in their house, they think they're dogs anyway. So they sort of shape-shifted a little bit into a canid. But most of them are a little tricky. There's a lot of water element cats, and I think there's a mystical vein, as always, in any animal, but particularly in cats, as we know. And so
it's like a higher frequency or something, or more cosmic, more, I think, is more
kind of
that.
Tuned into a different frequency for sure. And
but also very nice. I mean, I had a cat, I mean, they do what they want to do, but I had a cat, and if I was sad and I was laying down, he would come over and put his arms around my neck and put his cheek on my cheek and just hold me. I mean, just unbelievable. Anytime I was sad and whatever, and it was just kind of interesting. Anyway, let's get back, because I think that this book is really good. If, you know, there's a lot of times where these days, Christmas time comes, and this is a society where you can go online and order anything at any time. So it's really hard to find something that somebody really wants for Christmas, because this society is all pushed buy, and so whatever anybody wants something, they kind of really go and get it, you know. So this is a really great book for anybody that has a dog that they'll never even think of, and you'll hit it on the mark every single time. So I really would suggest that if you know somebody with a dog and you're looking for a good Christmas gift, this is a perfect one. Know Your Dog's True Nature by Elizabeth A. Johnson. I just think it's great, because we need to find things like this that will not only educate, but they have, because this is a fun book, but it's also very educating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do you use this book? How would somebody use this book?
Well, so the best way really is to just start reading through it and really get the dog section down. In the very beginning, there's some descriptors of all the things that we put in the book to support the learning of each element and the support methods for each element. So there's so much that we tuck in there in a good way, and you know, it's not overwhelming. It's just all support for you as the reader to be able to utilize the tools and the support methods and really learn about it and have some fun. So there are stories. Again, there's charts. There's acupressure points. So those are very simple to do. There's a great tutorial in there, simplistic tutorial, how to do that. And, you know, acupressure is our own piezoelectric charge that we create when we touch our animal on a specific, I like to think of them as bus stops for the meridians and the energies. You know, we work with those. And those points, the points that are in there for each element are balancing points. And in traditional Chinese medicine or classical Chinese medicine, they're always looking for balance, just like nature. So nature wants balance, and it attempts to create balance around us all the time. And so that's the healing modality aspect of it, is to create balance. So some of these points, they're simple to do. There's photographs in there so people can see exactly where they are and learn what they're doing. And those are great. And the quizzes are really aces for a lot of people to really discern what that primary element is. And then we've got old dog subchapters, and we have rescue subchapters. So what does a rescue wood dog look like in a kennel as compared to maybe a fire dog or an earth dog? So we put in a lot to support people to get a vision in their mind of what these elements are all about. And the last thing I want to say about that, Linda, is that we also talk a lot about the element in nature, because if you can understand, you know, the element in nature, then you can utilize that as sort of a cheat sheet in your mind. Like, for instance, the fire dogs, they have what I call charismatic magnetism. People are drawn to these dogs. These are the dogs that everybody wants to pet. They're very, very friendly. They're extremely social. And when we think about fire in nature, you know, fire started with us so many eons ago. And we learned that fire was good. It cooked food so we didn't die of bacterial infections, and it warmed us. And so these animals, these fire element animals, have that magnetism to them. They have fan clubs. They, you know, people remember them for years after their death, and it's just amazing.
Right.
So we want people to think about the element in nature as well. You know, wood is really resilient, it's strong. It's a springtime element, so it's bursting forth with potential and growth, just like everything is in springtime, right? So those are just a couple of examples of the dog elements that can reflect nature around us.
Right. We're going to have to go to break, I think, and if you would just stay with us, and we'll be right back with Elizabeth A. Johnson and talk more about her book, Know Your Dog's True Nature, and go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble and buy it right now. Know Your Dog's True Nature by Elizabeth A. Johnson. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts, so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an e-book, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and guess what? We have with us Elizabeth A. Johnson, and we're talking about her book, Know Your Dog's True Nature. And we talked a little bit about, you talked a little bit about, before the break, about the acupressure points, and you went into that a little bit, and I just wanted to say that when my dog was very skittish, because, you know, it was just, you know, she had a really bad past, and she was the greatest dog. I mean, as far as for healing, she had a cross underneath her. Her name was Shammy. She didn't react to anything. I said, Shammy Shamrock. She says, okay, I'll take that one. So, but she was a German short-haired pointer Dalmatian mix. So the back of her was black and white stripes, and the front of her was, you know, liver stained thing, and she had a white cross underneath her ear. And when I would do healings, she would sit at the feet of the people I was doing healings with, and she'd just just say, hey, just relax, my mom's going to take care of you. And then she would also be this little scallywag that when people were down here in the studio, she would run downstairs, and the women would always have something in their bags, and while they were talking on air, they couldn't get into the bags. She would go ahead, and she would take out, you know, anything she could that could be eaten, to the point where most of them brought in a dog treat in the bag. She could never stop her. She would just go in. She'd be just looking at you and say, thank you so much. This has been great. She's just the sweetest dog that you could ever meet. I mean, she was just very sweet. But when she first came, she was very timid, and she didn't like people, and she didn't like things. And what I actually did was I was very familiar with the acupressure points for animals. And so I did these balancing things on her every day. And then I would give her different, you know, I would put a little, like, amethyst around her neck, because amethyst is for worry, and she worried a lot, you know. And so that acupressure points that you have in your book actually work. So this book is very multi-level. So if you think you're just getting one thing with your book, you're getting, you know, if you know your dog's element signs and you know what to look for when you do a rescue, it's going to be a better match. If you want to know how to handle the dog and they're having a problem, you can use this book. If you want to know how to relate to the dog and relate to other people, you can use this book. It's a lot of things that you can use this book for. So thank you, Elizabeth, for writing it, you know.
Yeah, thank you, Linda. It's been fun, and, you know, it was the first book I'd written out of many manuscripts that I have to finish. And it was just fun, and it was actually very easy to write because of all the experience I've had with it, and it was just infused with joy the whole time. You know, there are some tender stories in there about some animals, but really the book is out there to create joy in the world and understanding. So that's my. My mantra with it and my intention. So,
now, what does your element sign have to do with a dog, and how do you weave relationships with it?
So, if you know your element and you know the dog's element, there is a chapter in the book where it's again coming at it from all angles to learn. I believe people learn in many different ways. So I've been married to two different teachers, so I've learned that. when we look at it in different ways, the weaving part, because what we want is we want to find our own true nature, our dynamics of who we are, and then find out how to support each other. And the dogs, usually, they're pretty intuitive about how to support us and what we need for the most part, much more intuitive sometimes than we are. And so what the weaving part does is it just sort of explains, well, you know, a fire person could really burn out a metal dog, because in traditional Chinese medicine there are cycles, and the cycles are the interactions of all of the elements. And so one's a control cycle, one's a creation cycle. There's a little bit about that in the book. You don't need to know much, but it helps understand the dynamics of the weaving part and the relationship part. So we went ahead and put all that in so people could go, oh, well, if I'm a fire and I've got this wood dog, I could be burning that wood dog up. You know, I mean, I have to work with my fire. So there, it's really just talking about the dynamics of the elements together. And in every which way you could possibly imagine. And we have scenarios in the book as well. So the scenarios kind of help give you an idea of the dogs going into an obedience class, how they would act, how they would look, how they would be next to their handler. And then in the human world, we have five humans on a project, and what are the strengths of each human? What are they bringing to the table to make this project happen? So sort of almost a corporate type of thing, but really just based on one project. So that's the weaving part, is how we support each other, how we challenge each other, and how do we reach out and strive for that balance. Where do we find it?
Oh, that's great. You know, it's really interesting, because whenever I do a corporation or a business, I try and get a earth sign, a water sign, an air sign, and a fire sign, because, or even when I'm, you know, making a decision, I'll try and get all points of view from all these places, because each one sees it uniquely different, and you can pick up something from each one. So it's kind of interesting. And when you do have that balance of all elements, and you're using the Chinese elements, which is the five, and I used the four for the Western, but when you do that, you actually have a better chance of survival in a corporation if you listen to one another and work with one another, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we can't see that until we have a little more information on each archetype. You know, archetypes are here. They're here to stay. They've always been here. We just need to open our eyes and our minds and our hearts and learn more about them, you know, and it really will make your inner world a better place and your outer world a better place if you can go, oh, okay, well, that's a metal person. They have some rigidity, or that's a metal dog. You know, it wants things a certain way, and it doesn't want to be flexible. So
sounds like my mother.
Yeah. Everyone finds somebody when we talk about this. You know, it's usually animals, but good, yeah.
She's over the other side, but she's still annoying me. Anyway, it doesn't end, you know. So, Elizabeth, we're almost out of time. Tell me where people can find out more about you and where they can get your book.
Yeah, my website is Elizabeth Ann Johnson, and that's Elizabeth with a Z and Ann with an E, ElizabethAnnJohnson.com. And it's just about everywhere around the world right now. Matter of fact, today is the first day an audiobook is coming out.
Oh, great.
So we have ebook, we have paperback, and we have audiobook now. It's read by a wonderful narrator, so I'm excited to... I actually haven't heard it yet, but I've heard some of her stuff, and she really does a lovely job of keeping things lively and kind of keeping things in the vein of the book, you know, because I wanted it to be fun and lively, and yet, you know, it's serious information, but it doesn't have to... it doesn't have to feel that way, so... So that is wonderful, and basically Amazon, they've had it on sale off and on, so you can look for that. Inner Traditions and Simon Schuster, Finhorn Press, those were my publishers. They sort of all worked together.
Right.
And so you can find it on all of their websites, and then Barnes & Noble, and just about everywhere. So,
great. And it's called Know Your Dog's True Nature by Elizabeth A. Johnson. Elizabeth, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Linda. It's been fun.
All right, then. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts, all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next hip Psychic Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want on your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information, then call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we are getting ready for Herb of the Week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And this week's herb is something some of you are going to eat on Thanksgiving. What? What could it be? It's yam. What? What is that? Well, yam used to make the original is used to make the original contraceptive pills when synthetic hormone production was not a commercial proposition. So Mexican wild yam contains hormonal substances very similar to progesterone, and it also relaxes and smooth muscles. It's another of its common names of yam is called colic root, and many other yams are used as a starter material to produce hydrocortisones for non-prescription eczema creams. So there's a lot of different species. There's some in China, and the ones in China are used for urinary disorders, while other ones are used for important spleen and stomach tonics. Now, the rhizome, the Mexican wild yam, is an important muscle relaxant and antispasmodic, and it's used for colicky pains. It can also be used for acute rheumatic conditions. Also, some of the Chinese kinds, that's used for the kidney and asthma and menopausal symptoms. And another rhizome called Baizai, I guess, Baizai, okay, and that's the seven-lobed yam, is used mainly for urinary tract infections such as cystitis. It's an antibacterial and anti-inflammatory, and it relieves rheumatoid arthritis. Now, avoid large doses of wild yam in pregnancy unless under professional guidance, because it can help get the baby, abort the baby or whatever. So you have to be very careful with that. And Mexican wild yam is a very good source of progesterone. And, you know, so if you're lacking progesterone, you can use a wild yam cream. And there's ways to do that. And you can actually help your body stay balanced in hormones, which is great. All right, let's get to our gemstone of the week. And gemstones have energies, and by healing or wearing a stone, you may be able to amplify your own energy. So today we're going to talk about garnet. Now, garnet it's just pretty. You know, it's kind of like a very dark burgundy kind of thing. And it's called a stone of health. And it is extracts all the negative energy from the chakras, and it transmutes that energy, so it's very beneficial for you instead of negative. It's said to have been used as a sacred stone by the Native American Indians, the South American Indians, the Aztecs, the African tribal elders, and the Mayans. It acts with speed due to like a flash of lightning that was contained within the thing, and it helps you to change your world by producing both expansiveness and awareness and manifestation. It enhances your own internal fire and the creative powers that you have. It also allows you to recognize your responsibility with respect to personal freedom and patience, inciting personal magnetism and cooperation in instances of change. So when you're going through change, or you need to be, you know, the star for something, make sure you're wearing your garnet somewhere. It's also been known as a stone of commitment to purpose, to others, and to yourself. And the loving powers of garnet tend to reflect the attributes of devotion, bringing the love of others to expression in warmth and understanding. And it's quite useful and helpful in moods of abandonment, because it helps you realize that surrendering brings a freshness to your life. The garnet also balances and stimulates the development movement of the kundalini. It stimulates from both the base and the crown chakras to provide for a free flow of movement via the spinal column, and it helps a whole pathway of life, light, to put in light to the appropriate responses in every area of the body. So it helps your nervous system. It energizes your system to vitality. There's a lot of things that it does. And it also both monitors and adjusts the flow of energy, so providing for always a balanced energy field around your whole physical body. Okay, that's pretty good. That's really good. It also promotes connection to other worlds if you want to do that, and helps you to remember dreams, and helps you towards success. So garnet is really, really good. It's also a stone of majesty, allowing for righteousness in will and providing support in action. So it can produce flashes of insight to help you guide to the right source and the right thing to do, and also keeps you honorable. Okay, what you need to do these days. It also brings counsel to assist you in hitting your target. So if you want to get something, it gives you all the information you need. And so you can expedite the state of victory to all your endeavors. Garnet is pretty good, right? It also provides for purification, cleansing, and elimination of any disorder. And or any even symptoms. And it brings order to chaos. So in healing, garnet helps for treating disorders of the spine and spinal fluid, the bone, your cellular structure and composition, your heart, lungs, and blood. And it's been used in the treatment to help equalize sexual energies and enhance the assimilation of iodine, calcium, magnesium, and vitamin A, D, and E. It can also help to both repair and prevent damage to RNA and DNA structures, and it can be also helpful in all conditions requiring regenerative forces. And there you have it, a little bit about garnet. Garnet, our health, our healing stone of the day or the week or whatever you want to call it. So it's time to do some psychic readings for you. So if you would like a reading, and you can give me a call at 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Let me repeat those numbers. I'm here, ready, and waiting, able to help you on 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. There you have it. This has been an interesting time, with the end of the election, and everybody is just a little crazed. Some are overly crazed. I read that there's even a cruise ship that decided that it was going to do a 4-year cruise so you can get out of the town if you don't really like it for 4 years and go visit some other countries. But, all this shall pass, and it's a good time, no matter what it is, to help compose and be uplifting and use positive energy no matter what. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. And click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. And again, if you want a reading, give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. I do want to remind everyone that Christmas is coming, so if you want a really fantastic book, I have two out that you can also get. One is called Symbols of You, and it has 45 different ancient wisdom charts in there and all sorts of fun things to do. And then the other one is the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Program, which is also an audio book and can help you maybe even through the holidays and if you want to lose weight starting in January. It's a really good book to get for gifts for people. Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit more about the Chinese elements. So I'm going to be, you know, I looked in my book, Symbols of You, and there's a whole thing on that. And so I wanted to expound a little bit more since we were talking about using that for exploring your dog's true nature and yourself. Now, the Chinese elements, you know, are really the forces of nature, and they can be expressed, like, as a primary influence on all of life, right? It's comprised of five elements, and the Wu Xing, Ying, I think it's Ying, I don't know, Wu, it's X-I-N-G, Wu Ying philosophy, and it appeared around 770 to 476 B.C. Now, the five elements philosophy influences Chinese medicine, philosophy, feng shui, fortune telling, and even martial arts. And these five elements, which are wood, fire, earth, metal, and water, they're believed to make up the basis of everything on earth and in the universe. And all the different elements are really equally important and interconnected and belong to either the yin, which is the male, or the yang, female signs. In the five element theory, the five elements also generate interactions and they characterize the life cycle of birth, initiation, love, rest, and death. In addition, each of these elements have their own associations and their own characteristics with certain aspects of nature. So the elements produce basic interactions that include the concepts that wood fuels fire, fire forms earth, like the volcanoes, earth contains metal, metal carries water, like a bucket, right? And water feeds wood, which it waters feeds the trees. So when there is a negative interaction or hostility between the elements, this creates negative energy and hardship and even negativity. So there are five interactions that can overcome this negative energy and restore balance. And these are: fire melts metal, metal penetrates wood, for example, sawing wood, wood separates earth, for example, tree roots, and earth absorbs water, and water quenches fire. So the Chinese five elements are also associated with the 12 signs of the Chinese Oriental Zodiac, and each sign has the five elements directing their lives. In Chinese philosophy, good feng shui brings good luck. In every direction, there is a life force energy called qi, and every direction is ruled by one of the five elements. So if you align yourself with getting the most qi, this can bring easy living and good luck. And feng shui, or the art of placement, is meant to keep qi energy flowing. And to do this, feng shui uses the five elements in specific positions. So, for example, the element of water, the season of that is winter, the direction is north, the relation is death, and the planet is Mercury. For fire, it would be summer, the direction would be south, the relationship is initiation, and the planet is Mars. Now, for wood, that's spring, and that's direction is east, that is relationship to birth, and the planet is Jupiter. And then there's metal, and that season is autumn, and the direction is west, the relation is repose, and the planet is Venus. Now, the Earth doesn't have a season, but is the direction is the center. It is love, and the planet is Saturn. Now, water's color is black, and the animal of the water sign is the tortoise, and its keywords are intelligence and change and communication. The qualities of water are also rest and relaxation. Fire, on the other hand, is the color is black, and the animal is the phoenix. Its keywords are energy and stimulation, and the qualities are well-being and self-esteem. Wood, the color is green. The animal is the dragon. It's innovative and creativity, and the qualities are inner vision and creativity as well. Metal, is color is white, and the animal is the tiger, and it's valor and business and conflict, and its qualities are material and spiritual needs. The earth, the color is yellow. The animal is again the dragon. Its keywords is stability, and qualities are balance and perspective. Also, the Chinese elements can respond to body parts and to also acupressure points, and it has different kinds of energy attributes, and it actually regulates different kinds of things in the body. So, for example, water, the body part it represents is kidneys and bladder. Makes sense, right? And then the acupuncture meridians are kidney and bladder. And the energy attributes are it stores energy reserves, and it regulates body fluids, bones, hearing, and memory. Now, fire is the heart and the pericardium, and the acupressure meridians are the small intestines and the triple warmer. The energy attributes are energy presence and regulates blood circulation and emotional systems. Wood, on the other hand, is the gallbladder, and it represents the meridian of the liver. Its energy attributes are inner vision and creativity, and it regulates anger. Metal is the large intestines and the lungs, and also the acupressure meridians are the large intestines and the lungs, and it releases unnecessary energy, and it regulates breathing and emotional balance. And earth is stomach, and is the body part, and acupressure meridians is the spleen. And the energy attributes are balances physical and emotional energy, and it regulates compassion, sexual dysfunction, and digestion. And that's a little bit about the Chinese elements, and her book has it really mostly in depth that you can not only use it for your dog, but you can use it for yourself. These times are a little nutsy, but they're not. It's going to get better. We're coming into the age of Aquarius. We're there already, but it's getting even better. And so, therefore, we're going to be more uplifted and more kind to each other. And don't sweat the small stuff. Everything is going to try and hiccup you. You want to avoid the hiccups. One of the things that we have to be very much aware of is that we're not going to be getting truth so much on the internet anymore. Already they've taken away natural health and natural medicine. There's a lot of things that are not going to be available, and they're going to try, and after a while, when somebody sees these things and reads it several times, it becomes truth. So we have to be very, very aware to have our truth meters up and make sure that we're not being honed in by nonsense, okay? So make sure you do that. If you want to listen to news, listen to Jay Cruz on HealthyLife.net, HRN News at 7, at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. You'll get real deal here, and it won't be crazy like it is out there, and maybe news that you can use, and there's lots of natural health news on that as well. So again, HRN News at 7. Don't forget to buy my books for Christmas, Symbols of You and Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss, and we're going to take a break. I'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts, so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next hip Psychic Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. This is the Linda McKenzie Show, and I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope you got one little thought or one little thing that could help your life, because that's what this is all about. So I want you to say, I'm powerful, I'm good, and I'm love, because you are, and I love you. So until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of compassion, understanding, and release. Bye.